News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has approved the disbursement of $39.8 million to Jamaica, having completed its eighth review of the country's performance under the four-year Extended Fund Facility Agreement. In a press release issued Tuesday, June 16, the IMF Executive Board reiterated that the country met all performance criteria for the end of March 2015, with the exception of the central government primary balance criterion, which was narrowly missed. The Executive Board adds that despite the missed target, Jamaica's economic reform program is on track and has remained strong, pointing out that investment and growth prospects are gradually improving. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says sustained economic growth continues to be the ultimate objective of Jamaica's economic reform program. Dr. Phillips says this is the only way the country will be able to provide jobs and improve the quality of life for Jamaicans.
I cannot repeat often enough that economic growth takes place when we are able to sell goods and services to people in global markets at competitive prices. While we are not where we want to be as yet, the economy is returning to growth. In traversing the length and breadth of Jamaica, there is evidence of increased productive activity to be seen in small, medium, and large businesses.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in a national broadcast on the progress of the country's economic reform program and the status of the economy Tuesday. The finance minister has reiterated that although the economy was affected by drought last year, positive growth was recorded. Among other things, he points to the expansion of the business process outsourcing BPO sector, which provides employment for thousands of Jamaicans. The sixth biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference has cemented partnerships which will help strengthen the country's education sector. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown gave details of some of the initiatives at a press conference on Wednesday.
We had the Ministry of Education in collaboration with the diaspora who will be hosting summer camp initiative in July of this year, and that initiative is being supported by the USAID, and to the tune of $250,000, where over 500 youngsters will be trained in literacy and numeracy.
The summer camp initiative will be held at the Cedar Grove Academy in Portmore, College of Agriculture, Science and Education in Portland, and the Sam Sharp Teachers College in St. James. And the Ministry of Education is reporting that strong technical and vocational education programs have been introduced in 110 of 168 secondary schools over the past 2 years. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says by 2017, two major changes will be implemented at the GSAT and CSEC levels.
By 2017, there are two changes that are going to take place. One at the GSAT level and at the CSEC level. You're going to have to take an oral examination in language in order to be able to succeed. And secondly, that you must take some examination in English, mathematics, establishing a level of competency, and in one marketable skill, at least one marketable skill.
Minister Thwaites adds that the practical applications and competencies in science, technology, engineering, arts and mathematics are vital for employment opportunities and national development. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.